Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jerry Salenti as our guest. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. I'll let you know when Jerry leaves the building. So he's the author, folks, of a book that I wish you could see my copy. The dog ears and the yellow sticker. I mean, I should take a picture of this book and post it on the website for people to see. Folks, this book is destroyed. If you get a chance to find it, Trends 2000, is it still in print?
No, not a long time.
Folks, if
ago,
you can find one, pay whatever you got to pay. Pay whatever you got to pay to get it, because you'll be amazed at the things that will come true, and it'll make you a disciple of Gerald's like I am, even though he and I don't agree on everything. Hey, Gerald, talk to us about oil prices. What do you think? What do you see as the future of oil prices and the associated geopolitics?
Well, if oil prices go up higher, you're going to start seeing some real major economic problems and market crashes. And we're talking about if oil, for example, which is now, you know, Brent crude has been going down. It's only around $72 a barrel. But if it starts going over the $80, $90, $100 a barrel mark, you're going to see a drastic slowdown, not only in the United States, but globally. And here's why. Oil is dollar-based. What's going to bring down the economy, we believe, it's going to slow down the economy dramatically, and Trump is worried about it, are rising interest rates. The higher interest rates go, the stronger the dollar goes. The dollar's getting stronger, in part because of the economy, but mostly because the other economies are going down so much. So, for example, the Chinese yuan is down over 13-month low. The Indian rupee, 7% down. We talked about the Iranian lira. You're talking about the Turkish lira, all-time lows, the Argentinian peso. Go around the world, name the currency. They're all going down against the dollar. India, for example, 80% of their energy is imported. What's energy based in? Dollars, petrodollars. You pay for them based on dollar price. So the higher oil prices go, the higher interest rates go, the stronger the dollar gets, you have some real big problems. Now let's go back to 2008. Just before the panic of 08, what was oil prices? $150 a barrel. So that's what we're concerned about. The two major issues we're concerned of are oil prices and interest rates.
And the two countries, there are two countries that have an interest in oil prices going up. Because it's based on what their economy is based on, and that's Iran and Russia. What do you think? Do you see them having
an influence? Well, no, more than that is Saudi Arabia.
Well, those
Saudi two. Saudi Arabia, they're in big trouble because they started that war in Yemen. That doesn't make the news at all, that nobody ever wants to talk about. The worst humanitarian crisis going on right now. And
a lot of people think the Iranians started that war.
Yeah, and the Iranians deny it. They don't know. They launched the war right out of Washington, 2015 in March. I heard it, watched it. They went in there. They invaded the place. They want to put back the leader there. They have no business doing it. So anyway, Saudi Arabia is the big one here. Russia wants to sell more oil. They don't care. The Russians are putting more oil on the market. They need to make
more money.
They're
a one-trick pony. That's their only economy.
And so too with Saudi Arabia. So and Iran now with the sanctions, they're not going to be doing well at all. But that's driving oil prices up as well. Oh, before I forget, on August 18th, I'm going to be a guest speaker at Ron Paul's Peace and Prosperity Conference in Washington, D.C.
Good for you.
So I'm very honored to do that and be there. So it's August 18th.
They're lucky to have you
D.C.
speaking there. So that's August 18th. That's a Saturday. So folks, check it out, those of you who are in the area.
Go to Ron Paul's website, Ron Paul Institute, and I admire Ron Paul deeply.
What are you going to talk to him about?
About peace and prosperity and how the media is selling us war. I mean, look how you talked about the Russians. Look how we're learning. I applaud Trump. I want to have peace with the Russians.
Right, yeah.
How can we can't have peace with the Russians?
I got one last question for you. A year from now, we'll all be up or down?
I don't know. It's going to depend on what happens in the Middle East, and things are tensions are heating up there. So watch what's going on in the Middle East very closely. But you're not getting into the mainstream news. Rather, talking about Stanley Daniels.
Right.
You hear about Giuliani. How about Cohen? How about Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck? So watch what's happening in the Middle East. Tune in tightly because you're not getting it in the American news. And go to the Iranian sites. Go to their enemy, the Arab sites.
I got
to
wrap it up. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts, folks. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.